So today, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is trying out the Smoky Barn Espresso Purple Ribbon on a friend, on Shirley, who is my latte expert. And all I can hear is groans and oh yeah and wow, that's so good. But she normally dries up a little bit when I've got the microphone under her nose. Please don't do that, because Chris Queen, the master roaster, owner of Smoky Barns, he just has to know what it tastes like as a latte for the first time. What's it like?
Oh, this is so good. This is so interesting, so delicious. It's just got an experience from the time it comes into the mouth all the way to the finish, when that lovely strawberry flavor just pops up at the end and rounds it off. And beautiful, lovely mouthfeel. Such an interesting coffee.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, Shirley does know what she's talking about when it comes to lattes. I know she loves milk a lot, but she's got quite a discerning palate that can really also identify coffee notes in her latte, which is great. And I mean, you know, you've had loads of them because you're always my latte taster.
Indeed.
And so, final verdict. And should I just tell you what's in there?
Yes, please.
Okay, so there is some Sidamo in there. Mm-hmm. Quite a bit of a percentage of Sidamo. Then there are some peaberries, Tanzanian peaberries.
Okay.
Same percentage.
Probably that's the zestiness, and then the chocolatiness comes from the Sidamo.
Well, the chocolatiness would be Sidamo, but the zestiness, if you really refer to it, or the strawberry-like, will be the yogurt.
The yogurt chef at the end. But there's a different, higher note.
Okay.
That I think would be the peabody.
You reckon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I haven't had it as a latte, and I even haven't even had my own espresso this morning. And I'm going to have an espresso, and then I'm going to have a flat white with the Smoky Barn. Well, I mean, yesterday it was already very good. And just for those who don't know, Chris Queen from Smoky Barns, or he owns Smoky Barns, he's up in Norfolk. But you can go on Smoky Barn. .co.uk, look at all the different coffees he's got there, and order them online. Wow, I've just pulled another shot for myself of the Smoky Barn Espresso Purple Ribbon, and it just was like a dream. I love it when those thick bubbles just form one by one in the naked portafilter and merge and then just drop into my glass, and oh, the Guinness effect was amazing. And I just need to put my lips to it. I'm going to pull another shot and make a flat white. I just need to drink this like that. Mmm. It's amazing. It really takes you on a journey. Comes into the mouth very rich and thick and velvety. And then, yes, there is a bit of an acidity coming through. And then at the end, kind of a different acidity. All extremely pleasant. What I really like about it is that mouthfeel. I'm going to have another sip. Actually, I like everything about it. This is a beautifully interesting espresso. Yeah, that zestiness in the middle is the peabody. I'm pretty sure that must be that Tanzanian. I think it also adds a bit of creaminess. That's, I think, what Chris said. But the Sidamo, I think, is the one that gives it kind of that base as well. Ah, it's lovely. Well, I'm going to pause here and prepare my flat white. Prepared my flat white, and Shirley is standing here in anticipation for my reaction, but I think also to nick probably the rest of my drink.
More, please.
Okay, I'm going to go in live. Ooh, very sweet, very chocolatey. And then at the end, you're quite right, there's kind of an uplifting experience. Very, very pleasant.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Whoa. So, are you game for another one for tomorrow?
More, please.
More, please. Now we're ready. Nah, we can't caffeinate you, over-caffeinate you actually in the morning like this. You got to go to work.
This could be an exception, that this could be a two-day morning coffee.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to finish mine for sure. Now, this Smoky Barn Purple Ribbon Espresso Blend. Two Ethiopians, one Tanzanian. Africa, pure Africa in the cup, works really well. It is smooth, it is pleasant. As an espresso, it really sends you on a beautiful journey. Mouthfeel is absolutely delicious. And, well, as a milk-based drink, it works very well. Flat white, of course, less milk than the latte that Shirley had. I've got a 6-ounce cup here, and she had just over 8, I think it is. But works well. Works. It's an all-rounder. It's beautiful. It's satisfying. It's just a lovely, lovely experience. I'm going to have another sip. Yeah. And of course, I met Chris at the London School of Coffee when we did the intermediate barista course together with Daisy Roller, who is so good at latte art. And, well, I've taken a little picture of my flat white. We'll see what Chris thinks of my latte art. He was actually also pretty good at it. So, thanks again to Smokey Barnes. Check them out, smokeybarn.co.uk. They're up in Norfolk, but they send coffee all over England.